Well, good morning still, and it's a beautiful day. Yesterday was miserable, but it was still that day was the day that the Lord had made, and we rejoiced and we were glad in it, and we do today. Our topic today is settled on the Sabbath, and before I go into this sermon, I would like to pray one more time. Heavenly Father, You know what we need. You know the needs of every heart and life assembled here today. Whatever it is, if there is something that You can say to us that will encourage, that will lift up, that will heal, that will help, certainly let it happen now. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a young man by the name of Ronnie who had a wife and a six-year-old son. And as Ronnie looked to the future, Ronnie wanted to be able to give his family more than his current job and income provided. So Ronnie started his own business. But what happened with Ronnie is that he got too busy. So busy that, He found himself working 12, 14, even 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that went on for months. And as you might imagine, this took a toll on Ronnie's family. And one day, Ronnie was at work and he saw that he had forgotten a piece of paper or some kind of document at home. So he ran home and hurried home to get this document. And when he got there, he raced upstairs to the bedroom. He grabbed the paper and ran back downstairs and was halfway through the dining room when his son saw him. And the boy hadn't seen his father in weeks. And so Ronnie's son ran toward his dad and said, "Daddy, Daddy, stay with me." And he grabbed Ronnie by the leg and wouldn't let him go. And he couldn't shake the boy off. So he stopped and he knelt down by his son and he hugged him. And his son's seventh birthday was coming soon. So Ronnie said, "Now listen, I have to go back to work. And I'll be back later. And soon we'll celebrate your birthday. And tell me, what do you want for your birthday? And I'll buy it for you. Anything you want." The boy said, "I want you, Daddy." And Ronnie said, "Well, you've got me. Just tell me what you want for your birthday, and I'll get it for you. Now, if you don't let me go back to work right now, I can't do this for you. Do you want a video game, or do you want a pony, or do you want a model train? What do you want?" And the boy said, "I want you. I want you to spend the day with me, Daddy." And it was then that Ronnie realized that he had to make some serious changes in his life. It hit him that he had tried to buy off his son with things, when all that his son wanted was his father's time. Now God is like that little boy in the story. Of all the things we could possibly give God, the thing He wants the most is the gift of ourselves. And God does not just want quality time. And quality time is a good thing. But God wants a quantity of time. And so in the beginning, at creation, after the sixth day of creation, on the seventh day, He rested from all His works that He had done in creation. And He blessed the seventh day, and He made it holy. Now, it was important to God that we take time and spend time with Him. And He wants a whole day. Out of 7 days of the week, can we not spend one whole day with God? But there are many opinions on this subject. Now, what is the best way to settle a difference of opinion? What do you think? Well, here's what I've come up with. If both parties can agree to referring to a higher power of authority and agree to that same authority, finding someone higher in authority than our own selves and our own opinion and agreeing upon that authority would answer the question for most arguments, wouldn't you think? So when it comes to differences in doctrine and doctrines of the Bible, how do we reconcile ourselves amongst ourselves? Why do so many Bible believers believe so differently from each other? Now let's look at who our power, or our higher power of authority is. Who is our higher power of authority? Almighty God. Now every human being alive today has an opinion. Truth is not an opinion. God is truth. God's word is truth. What God says is not an opinion. It is authority. It is absolute truth. And it settles all differences. But some people value their opinion above God's word. And some people will go to great lengths to twist the scriptures to suit their opinion. These are dangerous people to have as prominent leaders in churches, because in churches there are many people who attend who blindly follow because they are too lazy to search out the truth for themselves. Christians who are too lazy to prove all things by reading the scriptures and by reading the scriptures for themselves are easily led astray if they do not do this. So reasoning with the ones who value their opinion over God's word and those who won't search the word for themselves is an exercise in futility. Those people you cannot reach. Once you have determined who you are talking to, then you can decide whether to proceed or not. A lot of arguments can be averted simply by assessing who you're talking with. So before I proceed, let me ask you, who is your higher authority? God. Good, we agree. Now, what is God's word? Is it opinion? It's truth. Truth. Good, we still agree. Now, what do we call the Ten Commandments? Opinion? Isn't the Ten Commandments opinion? What are they? Truth. That's right, truth. Absolute, unrefutable, indisputable truth. And I put amen in brackets here. Because it's the truth. Now here's the fun part. If you ask many Christians if they believe in the Ten Commandments, will they say no? Of course not. They will say yes. Now let me ask them questions. Number one, may we serve other gods? No. May we pray and bow down to idols, images, pictures, statues? No. May I use God's name disrespectfully? Oh. May I be disrespectful to my parents? Oh. May I murder other human beings? Oh. May I have many wives, husbands? May I borrow someone else's for my own pleasure? No. Of course not. May I take what doesn't belong to me? Well, so far we're agreeing on some stuff here. This is good. May I lie? Oh. And one more, is it all right to want what somebody else has so bad that I will plot to get it away from them? All right. Okay, I left one out. Which commandment was it? The fourth, the Sabbath commandment. And it goes like this. And let's read it again. Exodus 20. There's a lot in there. So far, we've agreed that the Ten Commandments are to be kept. But, and there's a great big but. Well, let's read it. All right. Remember the Sabbath day, verse 8, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now that's pretty straightforward and plain. Even a child could understand it. And as the Geico commercial says, even a caveman can understand it. All right. So, again, is it all right to forget the Sabbath? No. Now let's look at the list of things. Work 6 days, but do not work on the Sabbath. That's pretty much what it says, doesn't it? Go ahead, work 6 days, but do not work on the Sabbath. Which day is the Sabbath day? I know I'm preaching to the choir, but we need to sometimes be able to explain these things to other folk. So I want to reinforce that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. Now, do I have God's permission to change any of the Ten Commandments? Do we need God's permission to change the Ten Commandments? Some people don't think so. They think that we can do whatever we please about which day we call the Sabbath day. And I must ask you, do you believe you have the right to change God's word? No. Now, some people who think it doesn't matter about which day is the Sabbath need to ask themselves, to whom doesn't it matter? To themselves or to God? And do they ever bother to ask God if it matters to Him? Now here is where folks put their opinion above God's truth, God's Word. How can you agree with only 9 out of the 10 commandments? Now here's a response I often hear. So, all these other churches call Sunday the Sabbath and say it really doesn't matter what day you choose, or as long as you choose 1 day out of 7. Are you saying they are all wrong and you and your group are right? Well, let me ask you, whose commandments are they? Are they mine? Are the Ten Commandments my opinion? Are they your opinion? So, you read them for yourself. If all the other churches said it was okay to murder, would you agree with them? If all the other churches said lying was okay, would you agree with them? No. Does the majority of opinion equal truth? It certainly does not. That is one of the flaws of democracy. We tend to believe that the majority are right. So, everybody but God and me believes that Sunday is the Sabbath or is the day that doesn't matter. Am I saying they are all wrong? Yes, I am. I agree with God. Do you? Of course we do. And it's such a pleasure when the Sabbath comes around, isn't it? Don't you look forward to it every week with anticipation? Can't you just hardly wait to spend that day with the Lord? Do you call the Sabbath a delight? Certainly we do. Because the week, there is so much stress and there's so much going on that this one day we can just get off with God and be with Him and enjoy and look at His creation and anticipate His soon coming. What would we have if we didn't have the Sabbath day? Drudgery. No hope. Because the Sabbath reminds us that in Christ we have rest. The Sabbath reminds us that Jesus has paid for all of our sins, all of our sicknesses, all of our diseases. He has made it possible for us to be perfect. We're not there yet. We need to keep coming. Every week we've got this appointment with God. And every week we learn a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And that commandment is so special. It is so special that of all the commandments that God gave, He starts with this one. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What makes the Sabbath day holy? It does. Who sets the day apart? God. And when God sets something apart and says, it is holy, and my opinion says, well, Sunday's just as good. Tuesday's just as good. Whose opinion matters? God doesn't have an opinion. Remember, it's truth. Only mankind has an opinion. But God's Word is the settler of the question. I agree with God. Do you? Amen. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You for the opportunity to be with You this day. Help us in all things to trust You and acknowledge You, and we believe You will direct our paths. Bless us this day as we meditate on Your Word, enjoy Your creation, and love one another. This is the whole thing about the Sabbath. It is a day, a special day, with You and with Your children. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.